Come on and put your arms around me and tell me that you're glad you found me. Come on and put your arms around me. Oh, baby, come on. By looking in your eyes, I surmise this is my chance. I can see this will be a heavy romance. Come on, because I can't resist you. I won't be happy till I've kissed you. Come on, because I can't resist you. Oh, baby, come on. When I'm beside you, my heart is gone. Come on and let your conscience guide you. Oh, baby, come on.
Ted Weems and his orchestra with Merrill Connor on trumpet, Pete Beelman on trombone and tenor sax man Parker Gibbs singing Come On Baby for Messrs Harrison and Herbert. I've got an interesting letter here from Mr Hugh Palmer of Chiswick, who has found in a junk shop an Emmy disc recording simply labelled Fats Waller Side 1 and Fats Waller Side 2, which turns out to be an LP dubbed from the recent reissue of spirituals at the Hammond Organ and folk songs and piano transcriptions. And he says it's made out of hard, inflexible material as if it had got a sheet of metal inside, says Mr Palmer. Well, that's exactly what it has got. I'm sorry to read it's not in the best of condition. Still, you can buy it in perfect shape on the one-up issue now. Meanwhile, as you like Fats at the organ, how about this one, made in 1927, of Beale Street Blues?
Thank you.
Beale Street Blues by Thomas Waller at the pipe organ, it says here, for Mr. Hugh Palmer. One of our regular listeners, Mr. Gough Curtis of North Harrow, asked if I'll play for himself and many friends a number he first heard over loudspeakers at the RAF Hendon Air Display in 1930, the Stein Song. Oh, yes, I will. And as this is a jazz-slanted show, let's hear what the California Ramblers do with it, masquerading as Ed Lloyd and his orchestra. Stein Song by Ed Lloyd, alias Ed Kirkby, and his orchestra, otherwise and more usually known as the California Ramblers. That must be Jack Purvis on trumpet. I'll hope you and your friends like that, Mr. Gough Curtis. Mr. Gordon Montague of Summertown, Oxford, suggests I play something by the Dutch band The Ramblers, which makes a nice follow-up to the California sort. So how about their 1929 record of Hot Lips, with Eddie Menk on trumpet, Gerard Spruit on trombone, Wim Popink on clarinet and saxes, and others, all directed by pianist Theo Uten Maasman. Thank you. Lips by the Ramblers, the Dutch Ramblers, in 1929 for Mr. Gordon Montagu. And here's a card with a rather unusual request, in a way, from Mrs. M. Bailey of Abbey Road, St. John's Wood. She says she liked the Irving Berlin show I did about a month ago, was hoping I'd play two of her favourites by him, Poor Butterfly and Stumbling. Well, you see, Mrs. Bailey, Irving Berlin didn't write either of them. Poor Butterfly is by Raymond Hubbell, and Stumbling is by Zez Confrey of Kitten on the Keys fame. Still, here is Stumbling, the original 1922 recording of it by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Will that be okay?
Thank you.
Stumbling by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra for Mrs. M. Bailey of St. John's Wood. Of course, if you were seen stumbling too often by a federal agent during Prohibition, he might get you into the patrol wagon. And that's our next one for Mr. Tom Bossom of Pinner. Henry Allen and his orchestra, Patrol Wagon Blues.
That wagon, I mean that old police patrol. I sure do hate that wagon, I mean that old police patrol. The best that I can wish it, I hope it falls off in some hole. But it doesn't let mine know. And when that wagon gets you, make up your mind to go to jail. What I want when that wagon get you, make up your mind to go to jail. Your feels just like a hound dog with a tin can tied to his tail.
Some fine blues trumpet and singing by Henry Allen, Patrol Wagon Blues, with Jimmy Archie on trombone for Mr. Tom Bossom. And we'll have some more of your requests after the break.
Do you ever wake up to one of those mornings feeling down in the dumps, a little low on your luck? Well, just look out of your window and I'll brighten your day. That's what I'm here for. 'Cause I'm your friendly sunless sun, and I smile on everyone. I grow the wheat, fry those golden sunless loaves. They bake them fresh each day in that good old sunless way. For your freshness we have bagged them, and each day we clearly tag them. That's the news from me, your friendly sunless sun.
M.A.M. presents Slick at the New Victoria Theatre June 30th and July 1st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets £1.50 to £2.25 from the box office and usual agents. Slick.
Vision higher.
Vision higher.
You could be watching the Olympics in colour, free, with Vision Hire. Pay 1 month's advance rental and your second month's viewing is absolutely free and there's no deposit requirement. Compared to other national companies' first-year rates, it's cheaper to switch on to Vision Hire colour. So on your marks, get set and go to Vision Hire for your Olympic viewing. Vision Hire Colour TV, no deposit and the second month viewing free.
You watch and we watch your interests. Vision Hire.
Isn't it good to know?
Capital 194.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Here's another request from North Harrow, this time from Mr. Roy Temple, who says, I don't think we hear enough of Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, these days. Oh, I don't know. They show bits of Pinocchio with Jiminy Cricket singing quite often on the box, don't they? No, I know what you mean, though. And so with pleasure, I'll play the one you told me recently bought in rather worn condition, halfway to heaven, but you'd like to hear it in good shape. Well, is this an improvement?
Then thank my lucky star, I'm not very far. I can always wander to someone up yonder that's just as sweet as angels are. Just halfway to heaven, you'll find a cottage small. Halfway to heaven, beside a garden wall, where butterflies are flirting out in the sun. Behind a kitchen curtain, someone's cooking while she's looking out of the window to hear that old refrain I whistle as I walk down the lane. Then she meets me halfway, halfway up the pathway that's halfway to heaven. And you, cottage small, just halfway to heaven, beside a garden wall, where butterflies are flirting out in the sun. Behind the kitchen curtain, someone's cooking while she's looking out of the window to hear that old refrain I whistle every time that I walk down the lane. Then she meets me halfway, halfway up that pathway, that's halfway to heaven, and you.
Halfway to Heaven by Ukulele Ike for Mr. Roy Temple. Here's another popular vocal one for a young couple, Keith and Linda Harwood of Hatch End. Actually, a neighbour of theirs asked me to play it for them, but I've had other requests for it, and so here it is. Annette Henshaw's delightful record of You Wouldn't Fool Me, Would You?, complete with a hot instrumental bit and some real Bronx accent in the last chorus.
Forget me, this I'll impart to you, for it's now or never. I'd give my heart to you forever. You wouldn't fool me, would you? You shouldn't fool me, should you? Could you be true now, could you? Or would you want someone new? Don't let me think I own you, then make me wish I'd never, never known you. You wouldn't fool me, would you? Because cause I'm not fooling you.
Fool anyone, and you can't fool me, Annette. I know you folks come from Virginia. Another one by proxy, so to speak. An anonymous friend of Mr. Simon Lazarus of Harrow heard Eddie Lang and his orchestra playing Freeze and Melt and liked it, thought Mr. Lazarus would enjoy it too, and wanted to hear it again anyway. So here we go, with trumpet by Leo McConville, Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey, some great bass by Joe Tarto, and drumming by Stan King, and of course Eddie Lang himself in 8 bars solo guitar. Eddie Lang and his orchestra, Freeze and Melt, from Mr. Simon Lazarus. And we'll have some more requests after the break.
I'm not feeling myself tonight, baby, feeling myself tonight.
Probably the funniest bawdy comedy you've ever seen is called
I'm not feeling myself tonight.
Certificate X.
Everyone's getting it except me, and I'm the only one who's in love.
What exactly is everyone doing around here?
Look, I don't want to do it!
Don't miss it.
I'm not feeling myself tonight.
Now all over London at ABC and other leading cinemas.
Capital Record Break.
Ronco presents the music of America. 200 years of American music. 40 songs in one great album, complete with 20-page history and songbook. Hear great gospel songs. Visit the Carolina cotton fields. Relive battle songs from America's bloody Civil War. Or join a wagon train and ride through the Old West. It's all here in the Music of America, a bicentennial journey through America's musical history. Remember Glenn Miller and the Big Band era?
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Or how about New Orleans?
Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
Nostalgia brought back with famous songs of two world wars. Sing along with 40 all-time favorites. The Music of America, complete with 20-page history and songbook. The Music of America, only $2.49 from all fine record shops.
Hello again from Mardi Gras. Well, Mr. Ralph Holder of Boston Manor says, why don't I do a show on string virtuosi and string-back jazz outfits? Yes, not a bad idea. I'll see what can be done. I'll think about it. Meanwhile, how will this do? Larry Abbott and his orchestra, consisting of the great clarinet and sax man, playing Combe instead, with Joe Venuti and probably Murray Kellner on violins, Tony Colucci on guitar, piano and string bass, I think. I'm more than satisfied. Isn't that nice? Larry Abbott and his orchestra with Joe Venuti, I'm more than satisfied, and I hope you are too, Mr. Holder. My next one gave me quite a problem. Mr. Tony Sawyer of Lewisham asked if I'll play at least part of Artie Shaw's famous concerto for clarinet from the film's second chorus. Well, I haven't a copy of this one myself, but I did a bit of begging, and a very good friend of mine lent me his, so here is most of the second part. It's a long side, but it shows what a marvellous technician Artie Shaw was back in 1940. Artie Shaw reaching up ever higher and higher, making it splendidly on his own concerto for clarinet for Mr. Tony Sawyer. Mr. John Bird of London SW11 asks for a very rare Jack Teagarden record I'm sorry to say I can't find, but this one, labelled as the Dixie Daisies, should please you, with chase chorus between Jack Teagarden and Jimmy McPartland, and a solo each as well. How will that do? Thank you.
Your kiss is something new to me, eyes are blue, you're my Waterloo. Here's something you can gamble on, from now on I will ramble on, eyes are blue, you're my Waterloo. Before you came I was one little rover, but now I claim all my roaming is over. And if you feel the way I do, just name the day you say I do, eyes are blue, you're my Waterloo.
Dixie Daisies, or Ben Pollack's Orchestra, as they should be called. Eyes of Blue, You're My Waterloo, from Mr. John Bird. Not content with blue eyes, how about red hair and freckles? This is requested by Mr. Alan Fenby of Reading, who asks for any unusual Charleston Chasers record. Well, this one hasn't been issued here, not yet, but it's coming on the VJM label, so here's a preview for you. Phil Napoleon, Miff Mole, Fud Livingston, Stan King and Joe Tarter having a grand time. Red Hair and Freckles with the Charleston Chasers for Mr. Alan Fenby. I played a request from Mr. Herbert Gillettley of Guildford a while ago, and he's now written to say he accidentally wiped some favourite rarities off a tape he'd made. Would I play one of them, particularly Bobby Lee Can's Needmore Band's record of Appaloosa Blues? That's the band with that dreadful out-of-tune cellist, you remember. But the rest of them are good, especially as the leader on guitar, and Robert Cooksey on harmonica and kazoo, so here it is, Appaloosa Blues. Thank you. Appaloosa Blues by Bobby Lee Cann's Need More Band from Mr. Herbert Gellatley. Now the last one, I'm sorry to say, from Mr. Nigel Chrisman of Weybridge. His cousin Mary suggested it, a rip-roaring finisher, Louis Russell and his orchestra with Pops Foster on bass, Jersey Lightning.
And that was a repeat of last week's program. Next week, Brian Rust will be doing a program all about Chicago, the home of Al Capone, and the home, indeed, of good music from the United States of America.